The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Second
day back to work. I've been off like actual
long time.
Out of the plant.
I thought you went back to the plant, like, you know, worked through your holiday a little bit. Didn't you do something? You said you were going to be in there doing something. I thought.
I'm doing that right now.
Oh, that's now. Oh, yeah. Okay. So nobody else is back at the plant. They're
just
not
leaders.
Back to work.
Us leaders. And by the way, for the people listening, we're talking about the record plant. It's where we make records.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're musicians.
That's where Zeppelin recorded back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Record plant, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
I know they did a couple albums at Headley Grange, including...
La Grange.
Physical Graffiti.
How is that new version? I've asked you that before.
Have you?
The remastered. Does it sound a lot different?
Louder.
Did you A-B it? Louder.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't even compare.
And it's got some punch and like some modern... Yeah. Sound kind of?
No, I don't say modern sound. It has it doesn't add anything to it.
Because some things do. They go back and remaster, and they're actually able to make it sound a little more modern. Some things, like give the drums a little bit of a modern sound as opposed to, you know, the way drums sound when you just throw some couple mics on them.
Right. And I remember ZZ Top did that with, I think they came out with a 3-CD package, and it was their first 6 albums. And they added
those ZZ Top 6-pack.
Yeah, and they added the super wet snare on every track.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that? Posh.
Okay, yeah. Went too far.
Yeah, they went way too far. It sounded like crap. Especially when you kind of grow up on that stuff, which I did with Led Zeppelin as well. So if you change it too much, it's just like, you're kind of wrecking it. So having said that, they also add in bonus tracks, which for the most part on the Physical Graffiti stuff really gives you an idea of the genesis of a lot of these songs. Like, it shows you what it was at the beginning and how it evolved into making an actual song, which I also saw something really cool by the Stones when they were writing Sympathy for the Devil.
Uh-huh.
That was really interesting, too. The first versions of that do not sound anything like the final version. It seemed like, I don't know if they actually added that into the video, which you can find on YouTube, I'm pretty sure, or somewhere, just Google that. Stones making Sympathy for the Devil.
Okay.
And it seems like who's ever producing that album, you can tell that he's talking to Mick while he's recording it.
Mm-hmm.
And... I remember Mick going, I know I don't have to do a double time, or I got to do a double time or something. It seemed like he was rushing it or something. I don't know what it was about it, but, and then he sang it for real and it didn't sound anything like what you had heard previously.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, did he just come up with that off the top of his head, or that's insane how he just dug into that. And it's an amazing performance, obviously.
Guns N' Roses are being accused of stealing one of their biggest hits. The Australian music website Max TV recently noticed that Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine sounds suspiciously similar to the song Unpublished Critics by Aussie band Australian Crawl, which was released 6 years earlier.
Well,
did you listen to that at all? Did you see that at all in the news or anything, or check it out?
Yeah, I saw it. I did see it in the news. I didn't
quite a bit like it.
Yeah, there's you can tell.
What do you think about that?
Well, if you listen to a lot of Saigon Kick as well, there's other things that Guns N' Roses did on their first album that sound very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And where is Saigon Kick from? They're an American band, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe L.A.
Yeah, probably. I know they got a lot of their look from those guys, but as far as them copying an Australian, what was the name of the band?
The name of the band is Australian Crawl, and the song Unpublished Critics.
No, I don't know.
Rush.
Are we going to listen to it right now?
No, we're not. Rush's last tour.
Damn.
Is that it? R40? Are they done?
Are you kidding? They got lots of stuff in them. Like, they still sound tour really good.
Oh, I'm sure they do. But they're going to tour less, aren't they? And less places. That's the plan. They're getting up there. Want to spend some time with their family, kids.
Those people are grandkids. Gone. Grandkids. They're all divorced. Their kids are moved out. What?
Where?
I'm just kidding. They do have kids, but they're much older now. I don't think that they're worried about that kind of stuff.
Def Leppard's Joe Elliott explains direction of new album.
Why?
And moving on.
Yes.
Let's see what else we got.
Can I talk about a story that has something?
Okay, I suppose. Yeah.
That is very similar to the first
story. That's all the time you get.
All right, thank
you. Aerosmith's Dream On remake wins. No, go ahead. What have you got for us?
The tune that we were just listening to pre-show was the Don't Believe Me, Just Watch. Uptown Funk.
Okay.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Huge hit. 14 weeks on the number one Billboard chart.
Bruno Mars. Oh, I'm thinking of something else. Bruno Mars.
Thinking of something about Venus?
Who did the Widow song?
Oh, the Widow? That was Alice Cooper.
No.
The Black Widow.
You know that song I'm talking about, though? The Widow? It's great.
No.
But it's not... Bruno Mars is that guy he's gotten a lot of attention lately. Didn't he play... wasn't he in Sons of Anarchy? No. Is it the Bruno Mars guy? No. Oh, 10 Seconds of Mars or whatever. The guy that played the gay guy. He's good, too.
Well, maybe...
Kind of sexy. I don't know.
So what? Well, Bruno Mars has a lot of feminine qualities to him.
Yeah, maybe it's that dude. I forget.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Do you know?
I'm out of here.
Anyway, everybody knows the tune.
Yeah.
And apparently, to avoid the whole legal thing about copying another tune, like in that tune, I think he sounds a lot like James Brown, but apparently there's parts of that tune. I was just trying to listen to what part they were talking about. It's Oop Upside Your Head. Oops, Upside Your Head. That's a Gap Band. And the two main writers for the Gap Band are credited for writing that song.
Oh, yeah?
So they're just like instant freaking millionaires again. Probably making more money than they... Well, I don't know. The Gap Band was pretty big in the disco days.
That was us.
Who's us?
That was Gitonica. You don't remember?
That's what that was?
No.
No, I was going to say that sounded pretty polished.
There you go. So, what are we talking about in the show today?
We are talking about gay men and strippers.
Sweet. Right up my alley.
Let's take a closer look at that alley.
The sun doesn't shine.
Well, it's hard to...
Do you remember this? Cartoons. Remember the commercial?
Mickey Shore?
Maybe. Or was it cartoons?
Oh, the name of the place was cartoons. I think,
Yeah. Mickey Shore was something different.
Yep. And you used to go bring your car there and get your Alpine Super Tuner. Pioneer Super Tuner.
I had not ever gone to Mickey Shore or...
Cartoons. Did you have a nice stereo in your car?
I always did, yeah.
Yeah.
House speakers at one point. It kicked. Always an EQ and power amps. Oh, yeah. Loud.
Yeah,
but that was pre music.
Subwoofer.
It was all warranty. Rock and roll, metal.
Right. Kicking it out.
But yeah, I never had a sub till I got, in one of my Jeeps, I got a Bazooka sub.
Right.
That
I had one
killer.
I had one of those in my truck.
What size? 10?
No, it was the 8.
Okay.
Yeah. It had to fit behind my seat.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a pickup truck, right? Yeah. I'd have no place to put it.
So you can put them in your trunk. Well, mine was a pickup 10. Truck. I didn't want to go with a 12. Sounded a little bit floppy. I went with a 10. And they said, on a Jeep, the top off, you're not really going to get, and it was great. A
lot of punch.
Oh, yeah. A lot of punch. Speaking of punch, what are we drinking? No, what's the show on?
Oh, we're back to latency. Awesome.
No, it's gone.
Okay. Very good. The show we're talking about, speaking of driving in your Jeep and
cartoons.
Tunes that have something to do with being in your
with car. Vehicles or just listening to tunes in your vehicle in general.
All right.
You know, we spend a lot of time in our vehicles and we listen to lots of music in our vehicles.
Do you?
So, well, I do.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah. That's where I listen to music primarily and my iPhone. But I don't listen to music like I don't have it on
in this building.
But I'll be walking around with my headphones on a lot. Well, I do that.
That's interesting. Anyway, what are we listening to?
We're listening to Rev Theory. Saw these guys in Detroit. Really cool. Ready to roll.
Well, that's heavy.
Yeah, it's really cool. Rip saw them theory. With Drowning Pool and
Puddle of Mud. No.
Well, Papa Roach.
Papa Roach, that's what I meant headlining. To say. Yes.
And one other band.
Black Cherry.
No, Black Alter Stone Bridge. Alter Bridge. Yeah. The with Tremonti guy or Mark whatever. Tremonti. He's good. He was really cool.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Did you get
I
him
don't care
on?
For the singer guy.
Did you get you
he's in Slash. What?
He's in Slash?
Yeah,
oh, the singer guy, yeah. Miles Kennedy.
Yeah, I don't like him.
You don't like him?
No. He's got a whiny voice and just kind of pranced around on stage like, I don't know. He's good.
Have you ever seen a you Wicked know, but, Angel video before?
Oh,
yeah. Whiny singer prancing around. Same thing.
You couldn't be further from the truth. He might be whining now, though, in his old age.
What a whiner.
So, what do you got for us? What's going on here with cartoons?
Well, I was going to talk about like the evolution of people listening to
music tunes in their
cars. Yeah,
yeah. My cousin Jack used to have a 45 record player in the car.
That's insane.
Yeah,
I remember
it was made not to skip. I guess it was, you know.
But there were 33 ones as well. You can stick whole albums in there.
Yeah, I want to say his was a 45, but yeah, probably, I guess. Yeah.
Did it have a record changer with the 45s?
I don't know about that. I don't
know. Well, you only listen to one song at the time.
I don't know.
Then you got to pull over.
Yeah, that'd be dangerous, wouldn't it?
And switch the record. Flip the record over. What's the B-side?
I had an early Koss CD player that had, it sat on a plate, and it was Velcro put on the plate. But the plate had... Yeah. You know, it had some, what do you call that? You know, when it moved around a little bit, like shock mount protection?
Shock mount, yeah.
Yeah, and it was made to sit somewhere. You'd have to have somewhere for it to sit. So it was older, right? So you'd have to have the hump between the seats.
Yep.
Or possibly sit it on a bench seat if you had one in the front.
Oh, I love a bench
seat. Or up on your dash, I guess. You know what I mean? But it was made to take some of the, because it didn't have anti-skip protection at that time in the CD players.
Right, which basically involved a big technological leap. It involved putting a little bit of memory in the actual players.
Yeah, so you had a buffer.
The buffer, yeah, mm-hmm. So that the players are actually buffering. But I had a Sony
one. We should have a buffer here in the studio for us.
What do you want to buff up?
Well, get the music ready. I mean, whoa with that. Why you got to go there?
That's where we all go, JD. Okay. Obviously, you're not getting any. So, the buffer.
I'm married.
That's what I'm saying. I remember I had a Sony one. Sony Walkman.
Yeah.
But it was the CD player.
Lid That's what I up. Said, CD player.
So the lid
I said CD player.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Lid opened up,
but yeah. The first generation Walkman were...
Not Walkman, CD player.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh, Sony, you had a... Walkman. It wasn't a Walkman. That it was a Discman, kind of, right? Walkman was the cassette ones, really. Then they went to Discman.
Oh, maybe that's what it was called. Thank you for reminding me.
They may say Walkman on them, but...
It was Discman.
They might
the Sony brand.
The time,
I was into the Sony thing.
But yeah, Sony is Discman. Yeah.
So it had a lid. It popped open. And you put it, like you say, it locked into a plate. And then that mounted either into your lighter or on your seat bolt or something.
Oh, really? Okay. I remember. Mine were separate. The plate was totally separate from the player.
No.
And then the player had a couple round pieces of Velcro on it. And so did the top of the plate. And you just put it on there. So the plate would always stay in your car or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, same with mine.
Okay.
So it was like a gooseneck, maybe.
Yeah, that's
plate on it.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
And then you take your CD player in the house.
Yeah.
And then bring it out, and you have your CDs in it. I always dug that, the fact that I could actually listen to CDs in my car.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was cool.
Thought it was awesome. But we're skipping ahead really.
Oh, fast. And they had the cassette that went into the cassette thing, so that it would give you, what was it, power? Like you could plug it in to the cassette, and that's how it played through there. Remember that?
That's exactly what I used with that player.
That's crazy.
So you had the wire coming out of your cassette player going into the headphone jack of the Discman.
Yeah.
And that's how you would listen to your CDs in your car originally, mm-hmm. until companies like Pioneer and Alpine came out.
They started putting them in. Then you got the multi-disc changers. You could put a whole bunch of discs in the back of your trunk or whatever and listen to all kinds of stuff forever.
Yeah, just load them in there, yeah.
And now I got a hard drive. I got a 16 gig hard drive in my Jeep, like built into the stereo.
Built in, yeah.
So you dump MP3s on it.
But you could also dump a ton of music on like a 128 gig stick and probably stick it in your car.
Oh, yeah, I can, yeah. But I don't think it plays from the stick.
Doesn't play from the
stick? No, I think you have to take it off the stick, you know?
Really?
Like I'm pretty sure that it doesn't play from the stick itself.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, it allows you to transfer it that way. Or I can plug in a drive. I've actually take a drive. USB drive, plug it in there, mm-hmm. as long as it's FAT32 formatted, I guess. And then I can transfer all the music on. Or you can put a CD in and rip it in there.
What?
Yeah.
It'll rip CDs in your car.
Yeah.
And put it onto the part of the 16 gig storage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where how far we've gone. Well, we went from AM radio in cars way back days in the 50s. So I don't even know when AM.
Sure, yeah. Actually. To 8-track.
To 8-track, yeah, that's what...
And cassettes and stereo.
Stereo, yeah, Jackson Browne. Yeah. 8-track was the very first thing that I was able to listen to the audio that you wanted to in your car. And speaking of physical computer, that was one of the...
One of the earlier 8-tracks you had?
That I cruised around with, yeah.
Cool.
Some sticks and... but the thing with the 8-track, though, was it just cut the tunes off.
Yeah, clunk, clunk.
Right in the middle of the tune.
Yeah.
And so if you're listening to something like I don't know about a Beatles. I don't think I bought any Beatles 8-tracks. But I remember I had Peter Frampton's Comes Alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they even took some songs off there because they didn't all fit on the... Because they could only put so much tape in those things.
Right.
Because they would start to bind when you went to... when it went backwards and forwards, if there was too much tape in there,
yeah, there wasn't much in there to take the slack off tape or anything like that. It was a poor design, but...
And same with the double cassettes as well. Eventually, those started to play, what, was it slow or fast? I forget.
Yeah, they would...
Was it when you flipped over, it played fast, and you flipped it over the other way, it played slow or something?
Yeah, the technology, I guess, was not... Just wasn't there early on.
Mechanical, that's for sure. Anyway, want to listen to some more music?
Yeah!
So what we're going to be listening to now is a tune that I was thinking of, you and I just playing live in the studio. We got to do that sometime.
This song?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that we're going to do it now, but the idea came into my head that if we have a theme song and I know a song or you know a song that you just can just plunk out three chords and we can just play it.
Is that this song?
It would have been this song. We're not going to do it now, but I'm just saying this gave me the idea of playing because I know this tune. We do it with Thrice Cojones.
Okay.
It's Incubus's Drive. It's about not drinking and driving.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Here's a little something that I have lined up for us this morning on the morning show, talking about cartoons. And this is a Kiss tune sung by Peter Criss. It's called Baby Driver. Go, baby driver.
Go, baby driver. Been driving on down the road.
So who do you think in the background is singing the "Go, baby, drive"?
No, it's probably the rest of Kiss, or you think it could be him doing some of the harmonics,
the harmonies
and stuff. Yeah,
I was going to even say Ace Frehley. Didn't he not sing?
Yeah, he sang too.
Yeah,
plenty.
Yeah, so I was going to say. I was trying. I was listening to for Paul Stanley's voice, and I didn't hear him. And I'm okay. Maybe it's just Gene's in there. I'm not sure. But anyway, it just sounded like another band altogether.
Why? Oh, just because he's singing, you mean?
He's singing, and the...
He sings quite a few tunes, too. He sings a lot of good tunes, man.
Peter Criss.
Yeah.
But he was a drunk, right?
Oh, I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's why they...
Who cares?
Who cares? I don't know.
It's Peter Criss. Well, he can do what he wants.
Well, no, he can't.
Yeah. Because he's... Yeah, no, he can do what he wants. You know, yeah. What? I don't know. It's a relevant thing. It's Kiss, all right. These big guys. So, Peter Criss is just like the same as your drummer is to you, right? You know what I mean? It's all relevant.
It is all relevant.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not dissing anybody. I'm just saying that it's, you know, we look at him and say, that's Peter Criss. You don't kick out Peter Criss, but to them guys, it's, you know.
That's what I think. I put all these guys on a pedestal as a kid.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I knew all these guys, and, you know, you study their album covers and you're looking at all the makeup and And then you learn later on in life, you know, these guys are human and...
Yeah, exactly. We've talked about that before, that they come... they're a lot lower on those pedestals now that we know everything about them. And that exactly. You know, all thanks to the World Wide Web, I guess.
Or something. All thanks to something. Anyway, well, as far as cars and driving and music go, where did you want to... What did you want to talk about? Songs that you listen to while you're driving?
Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily listen to driving music, I would say. I wonder how many people listen to actual music that's based on, you know, driving music. Oh, these are great driving tunes. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Yeah, KTEL definitely put out at least a half dozen. Yeah,
Or they have the Harley Davidson road songs, you know?
Do they?
Yeah. Triple set, whatever.
That's not surprising at all. And Born to Be Wild's in there, right?
Oh, I'm sure it is, yeah. Probably first one.
And... that's not a song you would probably listen to or put on while you're driving your bike.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
But I just saw that he's coming somewhere. He's playing somewhere.
Oh, John Kay?
John Kay.
Yeah. Still around, eh?
Yeah, I know. And I remember when I was like a teenager, I went and saw him at Chatham Memorial Arena. And when I looked at him, I'm like, oh my God, he's looking really bad.
Yeah, he probably looks better now than he has,
though. Maybe. That could very well be.
They get cleaned up, you know what I mean?
Yep, they get cleaned up. And he's got to be 70-something for sure.
If nobody's heard the Steppenwolf album called Slow Flux, it's great. And there's a tune on there, a biking tune, called Get Into the Wind. And it's my favorite tune by them. It's really cool.
Cool. Check it out.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. So you got some Beatles coming up here for us.
That's, of course, we're listening to Baby, You Can Drive My Car.
And actually, how fitting is that?
Well, there's the Baby Driver, so obviously he's talking about his girlfriend or his young nymph that he's got driving his car. And then apparently one of the Beatles had a kid, and they said, hey, baby, you can drive my car.
Oh, is that what it was?
No, I don't think so. I think a baby refers to a woman in this case.
Mm-hmm. And the driving the car probably refers to something else as well.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, the chicken fell down.
From the Groucho Marx show.
Yeah, what was that? You Bet Your Life?
You Bet Your Life. Yes.
Anyway. Shows were cool back then.
For sure. Asked the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. It's all very fine, but I can show you a better time. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And maybe I love you. Beep, 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 beep,
we're talking about cartoons, driving in your vehicle with music and whatnot, and it's a great place to listen to music.
Your car.
And a great place to probably learn music if you're a musician. You learn music in your car? Like you listen to a song over and over that you're going to be doing or something like that? You know what I mean?
It is the number one place where I practice playing harmonica. I would get a lesson from Mr. Chill, and I'd either go to work or go home, depending on when I got my lesson. And I would practice for the next 20 minutes in my car, because he would always tell you, don't practice for more than 20 minutes, because you're kind of wasting your time. The stuff you learn in 20 minutes, that's the stuff that's going to stick with you, and that's basically when your muscles say, okay, I've had enough, I'm not going to have any more muscle memorization during this session. So if you're trying to learn harmonica out there, 20 minutes at a time, as many times as you can.
And what about the downfalls of listening to loud music in your vehicle? It's a pretty small, enclosed, confined place to be listening to loud music.
So you're
and then on the other side of the coin is emergency vehicles and things like that. But and a lot of complaints come from listening to music in your vehicle from others.
Well, people. It's the kid who's got the boom, boom, boom. The sound of his windows vibrating on a summer day is more annoying than the actual sound of the bass making his car vibrate, basically.
This comes from Pop Center online. Most jurisdictions have some form of noise law that regulates loud car stereos.
Really?
Police are concerned about loud car stereos for two main reasons. One, they annoy some people. And two, they inhibit drivers' ability to hear emergency signals on the road. So.
Yeah, for sure. I know I have been
guilty.
I've been guilty of that for sure. I've been driving cranking tunes. And then you look and you see something in your rearview mirror just catches your eye. And it's a strobe light in your rearview mirror. Like, oh, jeez.
Yep.
Guy's right on my ass.
I'd sue him for giving me an epileptic attack from the strobe lights.
That's why they're blue. Oh, no, that's snow removal. Never mind.
Whoa, okay. And something else that we can talk a little bit about. I have this from digitaltrends.com. Mm-hmm. They have listed top 30.
That's what that is, isn't it?
Well, what's that? Would you
Digital call? Trends, isn't that like a link bait site? Like it's just tons of links and crap all around it?
Well, it's one of those things where they have lists and all that kind of stuff.
That's
kind of pretty cool. The top 35 songs about cars driving and road trips.
Road trips, that's...
So that's something we can talk... Because there's a lot. Like Gary Numan?
Cars. Yep. Then there's the band from Boston.
Cars. Lowrider War...
What's that going to do with that?
Lowrider. Well, it's a driving song.
Oh, why?
Vehicle song. What do you mean, why?
Why?
Lowrider.
Lowrider.
It's a motorcycle. Or, in their case, probably a car that's dropped down.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was about some kind of sexual position or something.
Jesus. You're always dragging that in everything. Get me all excited. Get out of my dreams. Get into my car. Billy Ocean. If you're not familiar with that.
I am not familiar with that.
Me either, but I'm sure there's a lot. Brand New Cadillac, The Clash, One Piece at a Time.
Great
which
tune.
Is a great one by Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
One Piece at a Time, which is a cool story.
Great story. I'm lucky enough to know a gentleman who knows all the words to that song.
Oh, that's neat.
And we played at the Legion of Bellevue.
And he came and sang it.
He came and sang
it. Wow, that's awesome.
I know. It's crazy that someone who actually know all those words.
Know all those car parts.
Oh, know all those car parts, exactly.
Kings of Leon, Camaro?
No.
What about, Life is a Highway, of course.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah, no. Well, that's a Canadian guy. We got to give him a little something, 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 something. Bitchin' Camaro, the Dead Milkmen.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
All right, we're going to be listening. Speaking of Canadian musicians, we have Sean Vareau and Safwan. I forget Safwan's last name. He's the drummer. And, of course, Gordy Johnson on bass. They're doing Drive. Second that you say.
Started up the process. session.
Put the phone down and drive. You were looking to get out alive. Whatever it takes, you'll put off all the brakes and the throttle to the floor. And keep on driving. You're tired.
And now an awesome band that we actually mentioned earlier, Wicked Angel, doing a song about a sleek, fast machine. This is called The Beast.
Yeah.
That's a great tune.
Of course it is. A little whiny, but...
No, there's no whiny in there at all. It seemed like there was
a little bit of
there was a little bit of vocal effects in there. The boost, like you lowered your pitch or something.
Probably. A little something.
Pitch modulation.
A little bit of fun going on there.
With software.
Back in the day, 80s. Mercedes Benz.
Janis Joplin.
That's a good tune.
Great tune.
Lord, won't you buy me? Mustang Sally.
Classic.
Pickett Wilson.
Everybody.
Pickett Wilson. That's what they used to. American Pie.
What about it?
Drove a Chevy to the levee. What?
Oh, drove the Chevy levee in the
something
course.
About it in there. A pink Cadillac. I don't care that much for Bruce, but some stuff. I did. I like stuff back in the day. I used to like that song, the Diamond something. I can't remember. Anyway, what else is there? Hot Rod Lincoln. Remember that?
Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Yeah, nice. That's cool. Free Ride. Come on and take a free ride. Okay, so this is some... We're going to play the whole thing. What?
Is this the last song?
No.
Okay.
But it is Helmet. Driving Nowhere.
Now I've got time to kill.
And we'll be back right after this. And we're back.
And normally what we decide for show topics, Big JD and I discuss it never before the show.
We don't discuss anything. You're making up all the topics.
We do discuss stuff.
I just go along with whatever you want.
That's not true. I had a whole cup of tea before we even pushed the record button.
Cartoons was your show.
Oh, was it?
It was.
Oh,
so what do you got for us next week?
Oh, no. Do you have an idea for next week?
No. What do you got? He's got something lined up.
Well, we had one show where we talked about one specific artist, and it was?
Frank Sinatra. Was that the only one?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think we're due.
The Wicked Angel guy.
He's too whiny.
No, yeah, that's too whiny. Let's do the JDBC guy instead. No, okay.
We could.
No.
That guy is so prolific, way more prolific than the guy that I'm thinking of. Prolific. Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, okay.
Can you do a Jimi Hendrix show?
Well,
I really...
Yeah, see, takes the second seat, but yeah, okay.
Second seat to somebody else.
To the JDBC guy.
As far as being...
Everything.
Yeah, well...
For everything.
All right. I can...
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah.
Is that a cool
Hendrix thing? Is great.
Yeah, I'm just bringing this on Big JD right
fantastic.
Now.
Fantastic. No, I love it.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about Jimmy, his history, where he came from, and where he's living now.
Yeah.
Because he's living somewhere right now, eh?
Somewhere, hell yeah. With Morrison and...
Bam.
Joplin. He was in the 27 Club.
He is the 27 Club, yeah.
There you go. So that's going to be next week. And we're going to leave you with The Passenger from Iggy Pop.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Let's go racing. 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 Take a ride and see what's mine.
things from under glass. He looks through his window inside. He sees the things he knows are his. He sees the bright and hollow sky. He sees the city asleep at night. He sees the stars are out tonight. And all of it is yours and mine. And all of it is yours and mine. So let's ride and ride and ride and ride. Oh, singing la la la.
Join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.
Everybody have a great...